Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
On today's wrestling news, Sami and Kevin Owens finally hug!
Gunther's WrestleMania 39 match has been revealed officially and some other stuff's happened.
We've got an update on the main event for WrestleMania Night 1.
Jay White is reportedly 50-50 on going to WWE or AEW.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? My name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Salty Sea Dog and Gareth also, I suppose, to talk all about wrestling today. Before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of each of today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story is in the description below, so click the timestamps and off you go. But first up, the Bloodline and the Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn stuff was heavily all over SmackDown again last night, obviously. So Cody started out the show and basically brought out Sami and Kevin Owens, trying to get them all to come together and just be friends. But it wasn't happening at all. And then it started like a show-long storyline that kind of went through. Sami Zayn found Kevin Owens in the parking lot, I'm not American, car park.
My God.
Later on. And basically he was like, you're like a brother to me, like I love you. But I know Owens drove off in his car, it was all a bit sad. But smash cut to the end of the night, when it was Jey Uso and Sami Zayn in the middle of the ring, having it out. It obviously boiled down into a bit of a scrap, as these things always do in wrestling. Jimmy Uso came in, and he smashed Sami with the steel steps, and just as they were about to fight him some more, who else came out but Kevin Bloody Owens? He chased them all off, he hit stunners everywhere, and then finally, with the crowd chanting, hug it out, they finally embraced, had a big hug in the middle of the ring. The crowd went absolutely mental for it, a hell of a reaction. It was just a beautiful moment on SmackDown last night. The funniest part of it all was that whilst they were embracing in the middle of the ring, you saw Cody Rhodes sat backstage just watching it on TV, just like, I'll just stand here and let Sami Zayn get the crap kicked out of him. It'll be fine, I'll just watch it on TV, having a nice time.
Yeah, it's like a proud father watching their children fight. Yeah, they're just like, yeah, there you go, you beat the hell out of each other, and then you hug and I will do nothing at all. It was lovely. Only this kind of program could produce this many like eruptions of noise out of something just in isolation, which is so basic. It's a cuddle, having a little bit of a cuddle in the ring. Yeah. But it looked like somebody just won a world title. It was brilliant, and it's just another of the many outstanding beats that is going to help cement this and immortalize this. Really, is one of the best stories of modern times in wrestling, and it's great. It was lovely. I was taking on a journey. I was sympathizing with Jey Uso, like through his promo, because he was saying, "I trusted you. You've embarrassed me. I called you a brother." I was like, "Oh, I gotta want Jey to kick his ass," and he did. And I was like, "No, he didn't." Oh, there was so much. It was such a roller coaster. But speaking of roller coasters that went down on SmackDown, I'm good at this, you know. Once every couple of weeks, I'll get it right. But Gunther obviously needs an Intercontinental Championship challenger at WrestleMania, and we had this big lead up to what was going to be Drew McIntyre against Sheamus on SmackDown. It's going to be this big match to decide who was going to be the challenger, and of course we called it. I'm pretty sure we called it a couple of weeks back. There was a bro kick claymore spot. They crashed into each other, both dropped to the floor, and it was looking like there was going to be a double count out thing that was going to go down, and Gunther was like, "Nope, I don't want this." Go into the ring and just start goading them both, like, "Get up, get up, I want to challenge you." They both just stood up like, "What the hell, dude?" And then Imperium jumped them both. Obviously, they had a big scrap and got forced a DQ. And everyone was like, oh, yeah, more shenanigans. Great. And as they walked back up the ramp, Anna Pierce was like, I'm sick of this. You said you wanted a one-on-one opponent, but what you've just done just proves that you don't want this. And you're just trying to pull the wool over my eyes. So what we're going to do is have a three-way at WrestleMania for the belt. And everyone cheered. And it was great. And that's what's going to happen. It was something that we saw coming a mile off. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes it's good for this kind of stuff to be predictable because it's what we wanted, hence why we predicted it. That's going to happen. It's going to be big meaty men slapping meat and slapping the hell out of each other. And another big thing that got announced, it was kind of reported beforehand, but then it got officially announced on SmackDown, is there's going to be a showcase. There's going to be a set of showcase matches, which is going to be four-way tag team matches. And it was reported heading into this by WrestleVotes, who are usually pretty reliable with this kind of stuff. They said that the plan was to have these two separate matches, and the people that were going to be in the matches were as follows. So we were going to have Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan as a team. They were going to take on Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, Natalya and Shotzi, and Carmella and Chelsea Green. So that was going to be the women's side of the showcase thing. It wasn't called the showcase thing in the report, but then it eventually was branded because that's just what WWE do. And then the men's side of it was going to have the Viking Raiders, Braun Strowman and Ricochet, Alpha Academy and the Street Profits. But that's obviously, nothing's really moved in terms of a match for that. Yeah, on SmackDown last night, they had the first qualifier, and that was Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan beating Tegan Nox and Emma. So they're officially in the match, so it looks like that one's all heading towards what's been reported coming into it, whereas the men's side of it, we're not really sure what's happening yet. There could be some like late twists and whatever with that one, but I'm happier with this than just a big old battle royale. Like, it just feels like something that's got a little bit more to it. Maybe they try and put some tag belts in there via some stuff in the lead up to it, I don't know, but it's something. Something's better than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. So like maybe like the winners of whatever then get a title shot at some point later on, that'll be fine. Like it's, yeah, I think like you say, definitely better than just a battle royale. I think that's like, that way of getting loads of people onto the card is kind of played out, and we've seen it all up, and it's, yeah, it doesn't really add anything, and it's shining a bit of a light on the tag team scene on both the women's side and the men's side, so it's something a little bit different at least. But the triple threat match, 100% on board for this. The Sheamus versus Gunther match at Clash of the Castle last year was my favourite WWE match of the year, I think. And I'm not saying this will live up to those standards, but it will be just something a bit different on the card, and just three big dudes beating the crap out of each other. And what's not to love about that?
It's what we came for.
Indeed. But speaking of WrestleMania, there has been reports, or well, mixed reports about what is happening for the main event of night one. Obviously, you got Cody versus Roman Reigns going on last on night two. But there was a report from the Wrestling Observer that originally said that Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
It's kind of slated as the main event for night one. But according to Fightful Select, this might not be the case. Because Fightful Select mentioned that if it was going to be Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley, none of the people that would normally be involved, or normally be informed, sorry, have actually been told, and that includes the talent themselves. The Observer report also originally said that it was political reasons was why the Charlotte versus Rhea Ripley match was going to go on last, Fightful Select have come out saying that the possibility of that being the main event came about because last year's WrestleMania didn't have a women's main event on either night. Also, Fightful have said that at one point, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus The Usos was slated to be the main event of night one, and that many in the company are still pushing hard for that to happen. So up in the air a little bit about what actually is going to close the night on WrestleMania night one. Fightful also mentioned that the Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul match is going to be happening on night one, not the main event obviously, but just on the night, and that there hasn't been any talks whatsoever of Asuka versus Bianca Belair being a main event. So interesting to see where they're heading. I still think, like, if you just go on terms of what build requires a main event, it's got to be Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. I mean, I know, like, you've got two nights of WrestleMania now, you can do things with a women's main event and a men's main event, you can easily do that, but you also need the stories to be right, like the Sasha Banks Bianca Belair match. The like build into it wasn't amazing, but like you knew that that was going to be a huge sort of showcase moment, like the triple threat with Becky Lynch, and that was like a huge build and a huge focus of the storyline since like Survivor Series that prior year. Like that was a big build going into it. The Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte stuff, the build hasn't hit any kind of heights to warrant a WrestleMania main event, I'd say, whereas the Kevin Owens Sami Zayn stuff 100% has, and it'd be just a hell of a landmark moment for tag team wrestling to have the main event of WrestleMania as well.
Exactly. There is, like, I fully agree with all that. There's not much more to add, but I think it's one of those things, just like jumping back to the Sasha Banks Bianca Belair match at WrestleMania 37, that main event. Like you said, we were there, but like, we went through all the build. It wasn't great. It was a bit underwhelming, but the match graphic sold you. You just knew. You knew the talent involved. You were like, this feels special. This feels like something capable of closing out a show of shows, and it just feels like there's so much potential, it's teeming with it. Whereas with the Charlotte Rhea one, you know it's going to be, it'll be a good match, could be a great match, but we've seen it on that stage. I know nobody was there, but it's lost a bit of that shine. And I don't know, the way you recapture that is telling a great story. And if you've not successfully done that, it's going to leave a lot of people going, well, kind of want to see Kevin Owens and Sami lift the tag belts at the end. And like you said, that's awesome. Having like a tag title match close out of WrestleMania is,
yeah,
frightening, really. I know it's only night one, but it's still WrestleMania.
As a possibility, was completely unthinkable with WWE.
Could do a lot in terms of swaying potential other tag teams from outside of WWE to go there as well. Just saying, just going to put it in. And on that note as well, people coming to WWE, it's just, we're on form today. Do you know what I mean? We're on form. People that could potentially come to WWE in the not too distant future, the man on everyone's lips at this point is Jay White, isn't it? Like, a lot of people have been saying, yeah, he's pretty much a certainty. Sure, he's going to come to WWE. WWE are confident. Why wouldn't he? Well, apparently, he wouldn't, potentially, because he might be thinking about going to AEW. So it's a 50-50 situation, is the way it's been described through the Wrestling Observer newsletter, because he's very much been discussing going to WWE with WWE, Switchblade. He's been having a chat, according to Dave Meltzer and everything there. But he hasn't officially signed with them yet. He's also reportedly talking with AEW at this current moment in time too. So he's having a chat to both sides. And it's not just humouring Tony Khan's promotion. Like, because somebody close to the situation has said they've described it as a 50-50 in regards to whether he's going to go to WWE or AEW. So it's very much up in the air. For a long time, for a couple of months now, it's just looked like he's going to pop up on the Raw after WrestleMania, get this big pop, and that's just going to happen. Like, it just makes all the sense in the world. Why wouldn't he? Now, I don't know if this is just everybody involved trying to throw people off the scent and just make it into a bit more of a willy. I don't know. Like, we obviously had that thing on AEW a couple of weeks ago where the Bullet Club thing popped up and everyone's like, JY, Juice Robinson. That's not quite the same. So we had that. No offense to Juice, but he's just not Jay White in this scenario. Like, it's the way it is. So I don't know. Could there be a late swerve? Let's see. Let's find out.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, this Jay White thing. Like, I'm not the biggest Jay White guy in the world, but it's fascinating to see where it's gonna like end up. Like, I think I'd prefer WWE, because I think that'd be more interesting in terms of like how they transition him into the product, and obviously AEW is busy as a roster, let's say. But like, and then there's the blatantly obvious fits where he would lie within AEW as well, so it's like, genuinely both sides are like a fascinating prospect. And yeah, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. But there is like a certain roar after WrestleMania coming up that they do seem to like putting big things out there. You never know. Something might happen. Speaking of WrestleMania, I'm going to be there. Sorry, Gareth.
Screw you, man.
Last year,
like, yep, throw it in. I'm going to be watching it at home.
Yes. Anyway,
great.
That is the news video. Come say hi to me at WrestleMania and say hi to Gareth on Twitter as well. Why not?
I'm going to need it. I'm going to need your support through this hard time. So thanks for that.
You can follow me on Twitter at FilmyJamers. You can follow Gareth and say hi to him
at GMorgan04.
There you go. You can follow us all at More Culture WWE. Ups and Downs for Rampage and SmackDown are on their way, so make sure you keep your eyes out on the channel and watch everything. Oh,
and
no.
Also, go and check out the ultimate WrestleMania card that we've been building over the last couple of weeks now. We've put a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of our hearts and souls into creating the card that you wanted. You have voted on it, and then we've let the Dudley Boys decide on who was going to get the final spot. And then in some cases, they drew. They both wanted the opposite people, so we went down to your vote. So it's a nice collaboration. Go and check it out. It's a lot of fun.
I will put a link right here, or maybe here somewhere.
Right, it is. There's somewhere.
Click it. Go watch it. Have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.